here, so I can't even explain that. So yeah, so I've been asking pretty much everyone the same questions about music, and I'm speaking with
John Gruber.
And so the first question is, what was the first piece of music that you collected?
Like format?
Format and title.
Well, the first music I ever owned was on cassette tapes. And I believe when I got my first cassette tape player, sometime as an early teenager, I bought two tapes. I think one was the Pointer Sisters and the other one was Rat.
Wow.
With two T's. Rat Out of the Cellar.
Yeah.
Two very similar bands, really, the Pointer Sisters and Rat.
Sure. Yeah, I think that goes without saying. So that was on cassette. And when you collect music now, what format do you acquire it in?
Pretty much just downloads, you know, MP3s and the AAC files from the iTunes store.
And how do you listen to music now? Like what devices do you use to play back the
mostly
files?
iPods. I mean, I'm not really big on listening to music while I work. I know, you know, lots of people are, so I don't really play it on my computer very much. So mostly, you know, either my iPhone or an iPod shuffle.
And so what locations do you go to get the files?
Either the right now just the iTunes store and the Amazon music store or Amazon MP3 store, whatever they call it.
And do you participate in any sort of like downloading of music where there's not a financial exchange, like either from friends or from BitTorrent?
No,
or
I really don't. In the past I've downloaded some, but for the most part I don't, because I always look at Amazon and Apple first and almost always find what I'm looking for. Although last week, after Bo Diddley died, I remembered an album that I had after my tastes got a little bit better. At some point when I was a teenager, I found a cassette tape. It was a joint album by Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry. It was called Two Great Guitars. And they like played each other's signature beats. It was like Bo Diddley playing the Chuck Berry thing, and then Chuck playing the the Bo Diddley. It was like a pretty short album. Maybe only four or five or six songs, but they were like, some of them are long songs, like 10-minute like jams. Hadn't heard it. I mean, I probably have the cassette tape at my parents' house at home. So I went to iTunes and it wasn't there, and then I went to Amazon and they didn't have it. And I just gave up. I mean, it's sort of in the back of my head now to look for it elsewhere. I mean, I'm sure it's out there, but... I was not able to find it, legally, buy a downloadable form.
So if you were to find that, say, on some illegal source, would that be something you'd be comfortable
Yeah, I
doing?
Would, especially since I know I bought the album once on cassette tape.
Yeah, so actually, I said, would you be comfortable? I'm assuming the fact that you pretty much just have a legal music collection that you're not comfortable, or can you speak of anything about any kind of ethical concerns you have about downloading music?
I don't really overthink it. No, I don't really overthink it much, and it's not like I think that it's particularly wrong, but I mean, now that it's, and certainly like when Napster first came out, definitely, just like everybody else. I mean, because it was so easy to find stuff that you wouldn't have bought otherwise. You know, like, I mean, I think about everybody. I mean, at least when Napster first came out, the thing I remember my wife and I doing was searching for all the, like, one-hit wonders from, like, our teenage years. Songs that, you know, I literally haven't heard since, like, the 80s. And like, oh my God, it's there. You know, I can't believe that it's on, you know, somebody is posting this on Napster. So we downloaded tons of stuff like that, and I never felt bad about it. It's a gray area. I don't know. But, you know, to me, it's, you know, if the right thing to do is obvious, you know, you do it. I mean, that's why, you know, the main reason I think that the iTunes store and you know, I think Amazon is doing very well with their new, you know, relatively new music store, is that they make the right thing easy. I mean, it's, you know, 99 cents a song or 89 cents, whatever it is, to Amazon is, you know, feels reasonable, and it actually feels more worthwhile than the work it takes now to find songs on BitTorrent and stuff like that.
Right. So there's a reverse convenience. Like at one time, it seemed much more convenient to go to some file sharing mode.
Right.
To get digital form music.
Right. I mean, and so for example, I mean, not really. I mean, and again, it was sort of a, because I have a couple of, you know, and then from my college years in the 90s, I have, you know, my wife and I both have a huge selection of CDs, and anything that I really have any vague interest in, I've ripped, you know, into iTunes. And I have, you know, some Bo Diddley on CD that I've, you know, that I've ripped. So I was in the mood, you know, because he passed. I wanted to listen to it. But like, for example, I didn't really overthink it at the time. Just that one album popped into my head, that Two Great Guitars. Looked in those two sites, didn't find it, and then immediately I just went back to work. You know, and it wasn't, I didn't really overthink it at the time. It wasn't, well, I won't download a copy if I can find it on BitTorrent or some other site. Or that I won't buy the CD, you know, from Amazon or something like that. I didn't even look. It just, anything else seemed like too much of a hassle. Because I wasn't desperate to get it.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome.